If someone told you that the average home price in your county just jumped like 15%, I mean, you'd probably think you were sitting on a gold mine.
Oh, absolutely. You'd probably start mentally spending all that equity.
Right. But if you live in Accomack County, Virginia, that flashy headline might actually be, well, it might just be a mathematical illusion.
Yeah.
So welcome to the deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
Today, we are opening up a really highly localized stack of sources. We're looking at data from Realtors Property Resource, Zillow, Redfin, and some local internal market tracking. And we're focusing entirely on the Captain's Cove and Greenbackville real estate market.
Right, specifically ZIP code 23356.
Exactly. We're looking at a complete snapshot as of early September 2026.
And our mission today is really to cut through that terrifying or maybe overly optimistic national noise. We want to decode exactly what is happening in this specific market right now.
Because looking at national real estate news to figure out your home's value is, it's kind of like looking at a global weather map to decide whether to wear a jacket today.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. We are breaking down the inventory, the pricing trends, and really market leverage in plain language. No hype.
Yeah.
So you know exactly where you stand.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand the local climate in Captain's Cove, we first have to understand the national weather systems, right? Specifically, mortgage rates, because that's what's driving buyer behavior everywhere.
Yeah, they are the ceiling on what buyers can afford. As of right now, early September 2026, the national 30-year fixed mortgage rate is sitting right around 6.7 to 6.8%.
Which is up a bit, right?
Yeah, up slightly from 6.5% a year ago. And forecasts are actually kind of split. Some economists are warning of a push above 7% if inflation runs hot.
Oh, wow.
But then Fannie Mae and the Mortgage Bankers Association, they project a broader average of maybe 6.4% for the rest of 2026.
So because rates are just sort of hovering near that 7% mark, a lot of buyers have just they've hit the pause button.
Exactly. And you can see that psychological freeze driving the statewide numbers here in Virginia. If we look at the state as a whole from this summer, the median sale price hit just over $463,000.
Which is up, what, about 4.2% year over year?
Right. But the really crucial detail is that inventory, the actual number of homes sitting for sale, went up 6.7%.
So there's more breathing room for buyers.
Exactly. Because buyers are pausing, homes are sitting longer, median days on the market statewide ticked up to 37 days.
Okay, so the frenzy is over. Things aren't just flying off the shelves in 48 hours with waived inspections.
Yeah, the market is balancing out.
But okay, if the statewide reality is just this slow, measured balancing act, how do we explain the wild regional headlines? Because there was a recent Virginia Realtors report noting the Eastern Shore had one of the largest percentage price gains in the entire state.
Right, I saw that.
And wait, does this mean the Eastern Shore is suddenly a runaway boomtown, or are we just being fooled by the math here?
What's fascinating here is that we are absolutely being fooled by the math. The caveat with small markets is really important. The Eastern Shore is a rural market compared to, Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
So when a market only has a few dozen or maybe 100 transactions a year, the statistics get incredibly fragile.
Meaning, like, a single high-value sale can swing the whole percentage.
Precisely.
Hmm.
If a couple of multi-million-dollar waterfront estates happen to close in the same month, the median sale price for the region shoots up. It looks like a massive percentage gain on paper.
But the value of a regular inland three-bedroom house hasn't changed.
Exactly. The mix of what sold just shifted. This is why you really have to look at local transaction-level data, not just those flashy regional headlines.
Okay, so since we've established that the broad headlines can distort these small markets, let's zoom in one level closer. Let's look at Accomack County, because here's where it gets really interesting. Even the biggest tech algorithms can't seem to agree on the numbers here.
Oh, the battle of the algorithms, yeah.
Yeah. So Zillow's home value index for Accomack County is showing a value of $251,772.
Yeah.
And they have that marked as a modest 0.5% increase year over year.
Right.
But then you look at Redfin's data, which is the actual median closed sale price, and they show $324,028. That's a 4.5% increase.
Yeah, it's a huge gap.
It's a $70,000 disagreement on the exact same county. How can they both be right? Is one of them just completely broken?
Well, no, they aren't broken. They're just measuring two fundamentally different things. Zillow is a broad home value index. Their algorithm tries to estimate the value of every single home in the county, whether it's sold this week or 30 years ago.
Okay, so it's factoring in houses that aren't even on the market.
Exactly. It creates this massive, heavily weighted, slow-moving average. Redfin, on the other hand, is only looking at the actual closed sale prices for that specific time frame.
Oh, I see. So they're exclusively measuring the homes that actually physically traded hands.
Right. So if a handful of higher-end properties happen to sell in a given month, Redfin's number jumps to $324,000 because its sample size is tiny. Meanwhile, Zillow barely twitches because it's weighed down by thousands of homes that didn't sell.
So what's the true takeaway for you if you live in Accomack County? It sounds like it's not a runaway market, but it's not crashing either.
That's it, exactly. It's experiencing real, gentle, and very measured growth.
Okay, taking that measured countywide growth, let's finally cross the gates into the Captain's Cove and Greenbackville ZIP code, 23356. Because when you get down to the micro level, the power dynamic between buyers and sellers has distinctly shifted.
Yeah, it really has. According to RPR data for August 2026, this specific ZIP code is solidly in buyer's market territory.
Yeah, the inventory is at 12.71 months, which, for anyone not staring at housing data all day, 6 months is generally considered a balanced market, right?
Exactly. 6 months is balanced. Captain's Cove has more than double that.
Almost 13 months of supply. So buyers do not have to rush. And we see that leverage playing out in the sold-to-list ratio, right? In August, it dropped to 93.2%.
Yep, which is down over 4% just from July.
Meaning buyers are successfully negotiating prices down. Sellers are giving up more negotiating room.
And the median days on market for sold homes is sitting at 87 days, with a median sold price of $285,000.
Which is down 4.15% from the prior month. Okay, so I want to stop here. If I'm a homeowner in Captain's Cove and I see a 43% drop in total sold order volume from July to August, I'm thinking the sky is falling. I mean, is the bottom dropping out of Captain's Cove?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it makes a lot more sense. You have to look at the honesty caveat in this data. There were only 5 closed sales in August 2026.
Wait, really? Just 5?
Just 5. 5 closed sales is just a handful of families moving. It is an incredibly thin sample size. It's not a fundamental shift in neighborhood value. It literally just means 2 or 3 fewer houses reach the closing table compared to July.
Oh, okay. So it's the law of small numbers again. We can't panic over a monthly volume swing when we're talking about 5 houses.
Exactly. Instead, direct your attention back to the median estimated property value for all homes. That number is much steadier. It's $304,820.
And that's actually up, right?
Yes. Up 0.9% month over month and up 2.8% year over year. So the overall value is steadily growing.
Okay, that makes me feel better. But if the underlying values are still inching up, but homes are generally sitting longer, like you said, 87-day weeks, what exactly separates the homes that are selling from the ones just gathering dust?
Well, looking at July compared to August, sellers definitely gave up more room in August, but there is a massive divide in market speed. The 11 homes that went pending in August, meaning they got a contract, were priced at a median of $320,000, and they sat for just 33 days.
A month. That's fast for a buyer's market.
It is. But meanwhile, the 89 active homes still sitting on the market have a median list price of $326,000, and they've been there for a median of 77 days.
It's like a grocery store aisle. The well-priced, well-presented homes are flying off the shelf in a month, while the slightly overpriced ones are gathering dust for almost 11 weeks. So what does this all mean? Is the gap between 33 days and 77 days purely just the penalty for being stubborn on price?
It absolutely is. In a market hovering near 6.8% mortgage rates, buyers are incredibly price sensitive. Their monthly payment is already stretched. So the gap in days on market is the literal cost of overpricing.
Buyers will just scroll right past your listing if you're a few thousand dollars too high.
Yeah, because there are 88 other active homes they can do look at. But we also have to remember the local character here. Captain's Cove retains a lot of long-term value as a gated golf and yacht club community.
Wait, and beyond just the amenities, there's a massive regional anchor nearby, isn't there?
Yes. The regional growth of the nearby NASA Wallops Flight Facility and Rocket Lab, that acts as a huge aerospace growth driver. It provides a strong long-term trajectory that really insulates the area from these little monthly statistical hiccups.
Okay, so having dissected all the data and the trends, it's time to translate these percentages into a practical playbook for your specific situation. So if you're listening to this, let's look at your options. For buyers,
With nearly 13 months of inventory and a 93.2% sold-to-list ratio, you have real room to negotiate. You have more leverage right now than you've had in recent years.
Absolutely. And for owners who aren't moving?
Don't stress over a single month's closed sale swings. Focus on the reassuring 2.8% 12-month appreciation in your home's overall estimated value.
And finally, for sellers. It seems like you have two distinct options right now. Option one is the traditional listing. Full pricing, full marketing, a negotiation strategy to really maximize your net profit, which is obviously vital in a buyer's market.
Right.
But option two is a direct, as-is sale, meaning no repairs, no showings, no commissions. Now selling directly without going to the wider market. Isn't that just leaving money on the table? I mean, why would someone intentionally choose to make less?
This raises an important question, but we have to remember that real estate isn't just a spreadsheet. It's a life event.
True.
Think about an out-of-town seller with an inherited property. Maybe it needs major work. The carrying costs, the property taxes, the contractor headaches.
Oh, trying to manage a renovation from three states away?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Plus the time spent sitting on the market. All of that often outweighs squeezing out the last possible dollar. Speed and certainty matter.
So it's about what works for your specific life situation, which really means real estate is deeply personal. And if you own property in Captain's Cove or Accomack County and you are wondering what this data means for your specific home, you really should reach out directly to Chuck Cornwell at CHC Realty.
Yes, highly recommend that.
You can reach him by phone at 540-729-7801 or just email him at chuck@chuckcornwell.com. And the reason we suggest Chuck isn't just because he's a broker with over 40 years of experience, though that helps.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
He is also a licensed Class A contractor, a real estate instructor, and a title insurance agent.
Yeah.
So his pricing advice is actually grounded in what a property physically needs and costs to fix, not just what a Zillow algorithm says.
That contractor insight is so valuable when you're deciding between a traditional or an as-is sale.
Exactly. He limits his active clients to ensure you get personal attention, so reach out sooner rather than later.
And before we wrap up, I want to leave you with one final thing to mull over. We talked about Captain's Cove currently having almost 13 months of housing supply, right? It's safely in buyer's market territory.
Right, lots of inventory.
But just down the road, NASA's Wallops Flight Facility and Rocket Lab are actively expanding their footprints.
Yeah, bringing in a ton of jobs.
Exactly. So how will a sudden, long-term influx of specialized aerospace professionals interact with today's surplus of homes over the next few years?
Oh, wow. That's a huge demographic shift.
Could today's buyer's market secretly be the preamble to tomorrow's massive inventory shortage? It's something for you to explore on your own.
That is a fascinating thought to leave on. Keep an eye on the horizon, but make sure you know what's happening in your own backyard. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.